Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Tracy Soren.
I'm Jesse Jaws. Together with Soren and Jaws, and you might be walking down the street holding a jar of mayonnaise.
Oh,
and
God.
It's sunny and it's rotting. Yes. And you might go, this is a regret that I have.
And also, and why is the mayonnaise in a jar?
Well,
classy mayonnaise.
Very classy.
Not in a plastic tub. Plastic tub.
Oh.
I thought you meant glass jar, which I was like, this bitch is classy.
I did mean a glass jar.
I know.
And you know what? That's just how I am. I didn't even realize.
Now you can see classy bitch.
Oh, my God.
And, you know.
I forget sometimes how classy I've become.
Look at this. So we, as usual, have a wonderful guest.
Mm-hmm.
We have Glow Tavares. She's in a new show at UCB. Jim Cardigan, door-to-door comedian.
Wow.
And she has a podcast with Mel Owens called Frenemies, and that's going to be out soon. And aren't you excited? Welcome, Glow.
Hi. Oh, I got to get closer.
Got to get closer.
Hi.
We got to get up in this mic. Up.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Welcome.
I wanted to plug a mod team, but I don't know.
She has been on mod for years.
For 2 years, but we're on hiatus, yeah, so we don't know if we're going to stay together or not.
Yes.
So I would like to plug Pretty Boys, but...
You could plug them anyway.
Well, Pretty Boys, if you look online.
Yes.
They'll be a dead group that you can watch their old stuff.
Yeah. Or they'll be a live group.
We'll be thriving.
Yeah.
We want to stay together, yes. So we hope we stay together.
I hope you guys stay together,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for sure. We're a fun group.
Yeah, you guys love each other. It's beautiful.
We went to Austin together, and it was the best.
Oh, that's a little travel. That's nice. Get out of New York.
You gotta get out of here.
Gotta love when you have no control.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Anywho, as a way to warm up, we like to get started with Regret of the Week.
That's a little something
we like to do. Feel free to chime in. Tracy, do you want to start?
Sure. So I, my Regret of the Week is it's sort of like, it's not a regret until I...
Made one moment.
You know what I mean? So I have a movie pass.
That's right.
And I haven't used it yet. You know what I mean? And last month I was like, I got charged. I was like, gotta do it. And I didn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to a movie. And I was like, fuck, I just wasted $10. So now I got to see like 14 movies, to balance it out.
Yeah.
So yesterday I got out of therapy at 4:45. Shout out to our therapist. And
right.
I got a therapy and I was like, I could see a movie at 5:15. You know what I mean? I could really go run and see a movie. And I decided to see Bad Moms Christmas alone. And that was the reaction I had when I was so excited.
Bad Moms, did you see the original?
I saw it and I loved it. And Catherine Hahn, I will say, is one of my favorite actresses
in the entire world.
She's so funny.
She's great.
And she's getting her due and God bless.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was Bad Moms Christmas, so there's four people because like it came out, but it's not Christmas yet. So no one's seeing this movie yet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's true.
And so here's my regret. My regret is, I hate to say it, it was not good.
Oh, no.
And I almost had a point, like, got my phone out. Like, I almost was like, because you want to know something? The cast was truly unbelievable.
Right.
Truly. Yeah. All stars.
I mean, you're talking
Susan Sarandon, Christine Peransky. I mean, we got people here.
Just funny people.
Funny people. I mean, got a Wanda Sykes cameo. I mean, what's happening
here? So what's the issue?
Horrible plot.
Oh.
Horrible, useless. Like, this is just a moneymaker to put on HBO.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just was so disappointed because I don't want to be the one, sorry guys, to be like, Bad Moms, this movie. And it was also very shamey, I have to say. A lot of body shaming jokes.
Oh, no.
I didn't love it.
I have an event.
Written by a man, perhaps?
I don't know.
I'm going to bet on it.
Oh, it seemed like it.
There's a class that I took, and we're all going to go see it. No, November 13th, and now I'm like,
wait, there's a
class I was in, and we were like, we're gonna go watch Bad Moms 2, and now I'm like, okay, well,
there was two parts in it. One, I was like, okay, this is a little body shaming, and then the second part, I was like, this is really body shaming.
Ugh, gross.
And I was like, and I was almost surprised that Catherine Hahn and Kristen Bell and Mila Kunis were all on board for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much I was like, this is, and it was such like a trope of a joke. It was all these jokes that have been done like in 1992.
Fat jokes, like when I was in middle school, I remember specifically being like, ugh, God, I've heard every fat joke.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's how I like stopped bullies from bullying me. I'd be like, I've heard every fat joke. What, you're gonna call me Shamu again? Good
yeah.
for you. And I would like rate their jokes, and then I'd be like, this is a better joke.
And now you're a comedian.
And now I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
But truly, like the first time I laughed after a bully like called me something, this was the joke. He said, you're so fat, I'm gonna slap you with a skateboard, with a surfboard, and then ride the waves.
Yeah.
And I laughed because I was like, ah ha ha, that's the first time I've ever heard
right.
that type of fat joke. And then the guy looked so shocked that he was like, I guess we're friends now.
And you became friends?
And then we became friends.
Wow.
Children are weird.
Children are weird.
I have to say, even the part about slapping you with a surfboard is just insane.
It's insane. It's
like violent. That part, I'm already angry.
Yeah.
And the rest make me more, but I'm like, what? How about I just slap you across the face? Actually, I saw this really funny video online, sort of relevant, not 100%. It's like these three guys doing pranks, and so they pull on these three girls' ponytail.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, ow, ow. And the third girl, as ow, gets up, slaps this guy so hard she knocks him out.
Good. Thank God.
And it was so funny because everyone, they were all like,
like they all because like, what is with these prank videos?
I don't know.
It's rude.
It's
just disgusting and rude. And there's so much just rooted in like what you think is funny and what you can get away with. And it's disgusting.
If you're picking on someone else, go somewhere else, pal. If it's a prank that has to do with you, like one guy did a prank where he does like, I trust you. And it's like him doing trust falls. Yeah. People are like, whoa, fine, you're taking the fall.
Yeah.
But if you make somebody else
take
the fall without their permission, I'm off your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate pranks so much.
Yeah.
It's like the worst form of comedy. I don't like it. And I, you know, quote me, I hate pranks.
Quote, hot quote.
Quote, improv everywhere. Yeah. Those are fun pranks because people are like dancing.
And a lot of times they do like joyful things to make people happy.
And they're all in on it. It's more people are just observing it. So no one's in a scary situation or something.
Like, do you remember that show, Boiling Point?
Yes.
Awful. I think about it all the time.
She goes to sleep thinking about Boiling Point.
I still think about it because I was like, I would not be good in those situations.
No. Yeah.
I would not. Like, I would immediately be like, are you fucking with me? Yes. Like, what's happening? I'd like freak out.
I really just feel it just because it feels like you're going crazy and it's not fair.
Yeah.
It isn't fair.
You know?
Because honestly, you should have a boiling point and speak up. Should be like, you should get money. You should be like, great job. Like, you didn't sit there because I would be like, I would win because I'd be like, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
And like, what do I do? Just like disbelief and just like passively like leaving. But I would be like, I should have fucking said something. What the hell?
That's why those shows like What Would You Do scare me.
Oh my God. I love those shows. They do good things.
They do great things. But I'm saying like they as a person because I'm like, I think what always happens a little bit is like I want to do something. But being a woman and if it's a man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he'll kill me.
Yeah.
Like, that's my first thing. It's like, oh, he'll just kill me. And then I don't want to do it. That's always what stops me. But if it's another woman, then I'm a little less.
Did you see the Burger King commercial?
No.
You guys, not only did I cry, but that's going to happen, is it was King. So good. It was like these people at Burger King. It was, I was like, but
it's really, bullying. I heard about it.
But the thing is, like, Burger King, like, sure. But also, like, Burger King, like, yes. If this is your slogan, I'm buying a burger.
Oh,
so this is what they
God.
Do. They had these plants of, like, 14-year-old boys, okay? Ugh. And so one boy is being picked on.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're just like taking his stuff. They're being mean. Everyone sees it. And then they, this is the funny part, sort of. They have a burger and there's a chef who bullies the burger. So he like punches it and says mean stuff to it. And then the people all get the burger and they're like, what the fuck? Like, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, your burger was bullied. And they're like, okay, well, no. Like,
yeah.
And so they have that. But then they watch the kid get bullied.
Yeah.
And
Did they do stuff? Did somebody do stuff?
Yeah, a few people did.
Yeah, because I feel like with children, I'm quicker with children.
Children,
to go, like, stop.
Yes,
I don't understand
what
the whole commercial
the premise.
The idea being that you're more likely to stand to say like, I deserve this burger to be better than like this kid who's helpless being like, hey, lay off.
Yeah,
I mean.
It's so hard to, like, I want to be the one who, like, stops shit from happening, and sometimes I am, but for the most part, I'm just like, I don't know what to say, and I don't want them to turn around and hit me.
It's scary. I think also just, like, I have an issue with teenagers, especially. Just any type of teenager on the subway screaming. They always are screaming. And even if they're picking or they're doing something, I get flashback to high school, because I grew up here. And I just was like, I went to high school with you and I hated you then and I fucking hate you now. And I'm just like, I do the same thing. I transport to a 17-year-old where I was like, I didn't pay attention then. I was always like, not my problem unless it was a friend. my friends got picked on, and then I was like, you'll have to go through me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I just can't with the teenagers.
I truly can't. And, like, it does transport me to that time where I felt helpless and, like, being yeah. yelled at. And also, like, yeah, if I don't know. It's also, like, I don't want to, I don't, if I, I overthink everything, but I'm like, if I tell them, hey, lay off,
yeah.
they could either turn on me or they can turn on the person.
The kid.
They could be like, look, do you need this fucking bitch over yeah. here? To, you know, like.
The stranger.
The stranger has to defend you because you can't defend yourself.
I don't think that would happen. First of all, I think I go to counselor, like, babysitter mode where I'm like, don't fuck with kids, like, these poor kids.
Yeah.
So, number one. Number two, if they say stuff to me, like, I can take it and yeah. I'll be like, you're 12, like. See if you can yeah. tie your shoe correctly. And also, I feel like in a situation like that, we're in the era, hopefully, where it's like the worst comes to worst. You'd be like, I guess I would be like, sorry, is this bugging you that this kid's getting picked on in front of you? Does everybody here like it, or do yeah. we want it to stop?
Yeah.
I don't know who would be like, I like it.
No.
Could you do it louder?
That's like on the subway type of, there's yeah. more, yeah.
You know, so you just use everybody that it's like, okay, sure, maybe you're too afraid to do something, but everyone would be like, yeah, we wanted to stop. Mm. Like, great. I think we got to do, if it's kids, if it's an adult, I'm going to be nervous. If yes. it's kids, there's no way I can.
No, with children, when children come on the subway and people are rude, like children.
Children,
I'm
yes.
I'm like, oh my God.
For sure. When it's like 15-year-olds, I'm like,
Well, they scare the shit out of me.
They can yeah. figure it out. I'm wrong sometimes. I'm for sure wrong, but it's just like, they'll figure it out. They'll be okay one day. Like, this is.
I don't think I've ever seen really bullying on the subway.
What?
I've seen. I can't think of a time where I've seen, like, them bully. I've seen, like, them fucking with each other, but not like a bully.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God. I saw one time, there's nothing I could do because it happened so quickly, but they, like, pushed this kid off, and then the doors closed.
Horrible.
Awful.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's nothing you could do.
No, I mean, it happened so quickly.
The time has passed.
Yeah. Everyone was like, ugh. What?
Oh, you know, all right. Well,
I've seen like aggressive behavior where they're all laughing, but I'm like, that's not okay. And I like yeah. kind of give like dirty looks to the dudes. I'm yeah. like, stop being so aggressive towards this other person. But they're all like, yeah, we're just joking around.
I know.
Which
they're
is
like, look at our, we, yeah, our dicks.
Our dicks. And okay, so I'm like, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess they're okay with it, even though it's bad.
Yeah. I don't know. Teenagers are the worst. Children. Mm-hmm. I really can't be around them.
But
so Jesse,
for them, I know. I was like, "How did we get here?
We got here." What is your regret of the week?
My regret of the week. Okay, so I think I'm going to do one that. Sure, this is a hot take. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
My regret of the week is for someone else. It's for someone else who was on my train this morning.
Oh, okay.
And he decided to eat a grapefruit on our subway train.
Okay.
With a spoon.
Oh.
The boy. Amount of, first of all, the citrus in the air. Everyone was like, what? Like, and this guy was so weird. He had golf clubs, which I was like, who is this dude?
Wait, he had what?
He had golf clubs and he's eating a grapefruit. I was like, am I
status.
At a
he
country
was trying to
club?
His
like,
status.
What's happening?
Sure.
Like, it was so crazy. So he's stabbing his grapefruit. With the spoon. I tried to get a picture.
Yeah.
But I couldn't because it would have been too obvious. But I was like, what's happening? And he is mauling it. It's like, it's truly like a horrific accident. And the citrus is flying everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like, it is.
Was there anyone sitting next to him that was like,
not really, because it was a little early. But I was like, how is this happening? There's going to be citrus everywhere. He's wearing a suit. I'm like, this is just stupid.
He's wearing a suit. Who is this guy?
Like he's wearing a suit to golf. Like, I was like, what? But he's eating a grapefruit. And I was like, where are you taking the subway to golf?
This
I don't
is
even
an alien who came up. I was like, rich people do
rich
this.
People yeah. do this. It was so peculiar. It was like, so weird. So then he ended up eating it. Like, he sort of mauled it open and then was like pushing the skin against his face and trying to... like eat the grapefruit from that, like
no.
skinning it, you know, when they skin it. It was so barbaric. It was so aggressive. It was so offensive that I said, no, sir, you have a bigger regret than me. And it is this moment.
Oh, my God. That's
I
so
wish
funny.
I could take a picture and tag it on social media and then it blows up and then you see it and you're like, wow, that was a mistake. But, you know.
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't take a pic.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Yeah. Because, you know, it's for you. And I think I think a lot of people are very quick to take pics.
Right.
And it's like, this guy, let this be a moment that we all enjoy. You know what I mean? Sure. And then we wouldn't have this podcast.
We would never have this podcast if not for that moment.
Yeah. I can't. Last night I was like, I'm not one of those people that takes pictures. I see funny shit all the time. And I'm like, I can't take a picture of a stranger.
No. Yeah, I can't.
It's really hard.
I can't.
And also I've heard horror stories of people being like, did you just take a picture of me?
And then smashing their phone.
I saw that.
Delete it.
I saw a woman on the train. This was really stupid, though. These two, like, probably college-age kids took a picture of someone's child with a full camera. And the mom took the camera and smashed it on the ground. Like a Canon expensive camera. And they were on the train being like, I'm trying to find a cop at every stop. Being like, this woman broke my camera. And the woman literally was sitting there was like, you took a pic of my kid. I'd do it again. And like,
yeah.
And then when they got off, they were chasing her. And this is one of those moments when the whole train, like, chasing her to find a cop to be like, this woman broke my camera. The whole train went. Got together. We all became friends. We like said hi to each other. We knew each other's name by the end because we were like, maybe she shouldn't have broke. But like, you don't take a picture of someone's child. The girl was like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Listen, this is all I'm going to say about that. And I don't know if this is, but it's like, then why don't we give the same respect to celebrities and their children?
No, I agree with you.
I think that should be the same thing. It's like, those are their children. 110%. And until they're able to give consent, that
110%.
They, like, we should, I agree that everyone should respect children.
Yes,
absolutely.
Their privacy of just being a kid.
Yes.
There was a kid today just playing with a brush, and that's what I wanted to take a picture of, because I'm like, this is so funny, I want to remember this forever. But I was like, I am not gonna take a picture of a kid. Truly, the kid was like sitting,
I want to remember this forever.
He was sitting crisscross applesauce and he had a book in his lap, and then he was just like stroking a brush, and not even like a soft brush, it was a fucking paddle brush against his face. And then his sister was next to him just like reciting lines, like reading something that she had written and then saying them out loud. And I was like, these kids are insane.
I love it.
I loved it. I loved it so much.
See, that's insanity we enjoy. Grapefruit is insanity enjoy.
That's insane.
It's insane. It was insane.
Also, just like get cut up grapefruit.
That's a to-go food. No, though. A grapefruit isn't like, I'll eat it while I'm like.
No, I mean, like, if you got in a fruit salad, fine. And sure, you got a fork, but that's it. That's the only method.
To bring a spoon is,
I do like the regret for somebody else, though.
I had to for him. It felt right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
Like, the thought of a man in a full suit.
Golf clubs in front. You got to see the golf clubs.
Golf clubs, just like.
Also, his mouth is just so wet.
It's so gross.
Just a stereotypical villain.
Yes.
Like, stereotypical, like, fucking villain who wants to buy the summer camp.
Absolutely. Yes.
Ugh.
It was just.
He's on his way to buy that golf
course. In my head, the suit was, like, two sizes too big. A little bit, like he looked like a character in my head.
Oh.
Like a cartoon character that someone drew is how I was looking at him.
In my head, it's very fitted.
That's a better villain. That's like a rich, but in my head I was like, this is a cartoon. Oh man. So good regrets of the week, I'd say. Thank you to that sir on the, I'm assuming the F train.
That's right.
E train. That came this morning with a grapefruit. So we have Glow here, and Glow, you're here to tell us your regret.
My regret.
That's right.
This is so nerve wracking. Wow. Well, okay. So I decided to go vulnerable and weird.
Good.
So my regret is, like, it's kind of hard to talk about or like to like put it into words, but it's kind of like believing people when they said they liked me and being like, no, you don't know what you're talking. Like, there's a lot of times when people who are like lovely to me and like me, and it's like specifically when it comes to like relationships and dating, and I'm quick to be like, you don't know what you're talking about, and I push people away, and I regret doing that. I do that a lot.
So you mean like people come to you and they have a genuine interest and maybe want to date you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I think I do that with like friendship, like not with friendships as much, but I do it a little bit. Well, there'll be people who will see me in a show and they'll be like nice to me afterwards. And I'm like, you don't know, I'm trash. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it comes from a space of just like there's a lot of insecurity is what essentially.
I used to be like that. And I think with my therapist, it had to do with like you have to love yourself so that you can believe other people can love you too.
Yeah. And it's like, for the most part, I like very much believe in myself. I'm like very cocky when it comes to like comedy or like even being a good friend. But like specifically when it comes to dating, I'm like, I'm a lot to deal with.
Yeah. I feel like that there's a lot of messaging when it comes to dating of like the baggage and like there's so much and you're so a lot. You know what I mean?
It's very funny because I do a dating show, and this week we brought on a dating expert, and his segment with me was when to present your baggage.
Interesting.
Which is important because I have a lot of it. And I didn't 100% agree with like everything he said, but he said like, don't make a big deal out of it. Like, don't make it like a sit down, like, I have to tell you something.
Mm.
He's like, just say it in a way that's like, this is just like casual and something about me when it comes up. And then if they don't like, and say it early, because if they don't like it and they leave, who cares? Like,
yeah, right. That's true. And like, I think that's how I am with like people.
Yeah.
Like, all
yeah.
the time. I just get crazy neurotic. And I'm like, I, oh God, I'm so bad at like dating. Like, I've never been in a committed relationship as in a, like ever. Because I'm really bad at it. And I feel like when I was growing up, I had a lot of opportunities to, like, let myself try. But I was always like, no. I just, like, it's something I've always, like, pushed away and have never, like, opened up to. But with friends, I'm like, yeah, well, this is how I am. This is how you are. Like, and I'm accepting. And, like, I'm very, like, cool. But when it comes to, like, relationships for some reason, I'm just like, no. Like, this is too much.
Is it because there's another aspect to it? What is like, because always I feel like a lot of times in romantic relationships, there's another aspect of like, there's a physicality, there's a, that, do you think that has something to do with
it? I think so. I think like
with a friend, you could be like, okay, we'll keep it at this level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, you won't be able to see me naked, my good friend.
Yeah. We're very best friends. You will never see me naked, even though my very close friends
have seen you naked.
Right. See me naked all the time.
Right. But also just being sexual could be a thing. You know what I mean?
And it's weird because I can be sexual with people that I don't know that well. But when I know them a little bit, it's just like a weird like, oh, wait. I don't know. It's like I guess I have to unpack a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, there's more to this.
I mean, listen, we're here to unpack.
Yeah.
I mean, we both got our gloves on. You don't have to unpack it with us. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
You got to go to a trained professional to unpack.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should. No. Yeah, that's like my big regret. I have like very few moments in my life where I was like, oh, I could have just been open to trying to like talk to people and be more open. And I've always like kind of shut it out.
Yes. So what happens when you like, do you like feel yourself doing it? Or is it something where you're like, oh, I did this afterwards?
I feel myself doing it, which makes me do it more.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like,
interesting.
I like find myself being like, oh, I guess I'm pushing people away. And I've done it with friends where I'll like just push people away when I'm going through a crisis. And then I'll realize it and be like, hey, I just realized I'm pushing you away.
Yes.
And I love you and we're friends and I want to be friends forever. But when it comes to like dating, I'm like, no, you don't deserve, or I don't deserve, and this is too much. And it's I guess it's like it's a step more of vulnerability, and I don't know why.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it the love thing?
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I grew up watching a lot of telenovelas. Telenovelas are so dramatic.
Yes.
And like love is the most like wonderful. I don't know. I really don't know what it is.
I'm trying to think of like, this, because I know you very well. So it's like, you come off very confident in certain places, and then other places it's like you said, there is, you're like, no, I'm cocky when it comes to shows. I'm cocky when it comes to knowing in comedy that I can do this.
And I'm cocky as a friend. I think I'm a pretty good friend. Like, I'm not the best friend. I do a lot of shit sometimes, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I can like own it and be like, I'm sorry, let's move forward. I won't do it again. Like, I won't be like, I think I'm a good friend in the, like, to have conversations with about shit, you know? But yeah, other than that,
yeah, I can
that's
vouch
where
for
I
that.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a very good listener. You're very good, like, you connect very well.
I try.
Yes. Yeah. I just wonder, where the stop is. That's where you have to figure out on the roadmap where the stop is.
Yeah, there's for sure a stop, because it feels like there's like another level of intimacy that I'm not ready to, even though I want to, and like, and after I do it, I look back and I'm always like, oh, I should have
right.
just been able to be a little bit more open.
Yeah.
And more accepting and more like, because I guess I'm like very, I overthink everything and I want things to go in a certain way, you know? And I like in my head, like the story's already been written. I just have to go through it.
That's a lot. I think that's a lot of people's issues yeah. when it comes to dating.
Well, because you can't plan.
You yeah. can't plan
a
it.
Lot of like unexpected things that will pop up. When is the last time this, my mom used to also tell me there's like a quote about issues keep presenting themselves until we learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like this will be an issue until it won't be an issue.
Right.
Because absolutely. Right, you'll conquer it. So when's the last time this issue like presented itself?
My mom also says that.
Oh my God. Yeah,
she calls it a vicious cycle.
A beautiful.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. Yeah,
it's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, here's the fucking thing again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've pushed it away. I like the last time I was intimate with anyone was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then after that, it was such a horrible, terrible time, and I hated every second. Like I didn't hate every second of it because it sounds awful, but. I hated so much of it where I was like, oh, this isn't fulfilling me in the way I want it
right.
to. They like just pushed it away completely.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like it is interesting because I know I'm trying to like be like, what can I say? I know.
Just say it if anything.
I know that you have crushes.
I have crushes.
Hardcore crushes. I know.
And it's the same vicious cycle.
I'm kidding.
They're aggressive. They're there.
They're hardcore.
Yeah.
They, it's like screamo band.
Yeah. But I've seen you. So you can get to that place where you know you like somebody.
Or I like someone.
And I've also know you've admitted you've liked people before.
Yeah.
So it's not like you
to them.
To them. I have
that's
done that.
That's really great.
Exactly.
Talk about vulnerable.
So that's why I'm like, I'm wondering where the...
The stop is.
Yeah.
Because it's for sure the people that I usually fall for and I tell, they like they have to be my best friend. And I have to have them at that level where I feel like they're my best friend forever. And then when we're at that point, it's not always easy to go from best friend to like dating or whatever.
Yes.
And it's also because I build them up in my head to be this perfect human.
Yeah.
And that's... I think the issue because I like because it's all about them being perfect and it's like this person's perfect, we're really great together because we're best friends, so I'm not good to like go on a date with.
I gotcha.
And like be like, oh yeah, let's just go on a date and hang out, and like I don't know you, let's get to know each other. Like I'm not good at that.
Right.
I'm good at being your friend and then being like, oh, I guess I like you more than a friend.
Like I understand.
That's how the yes. route I usually take.
Yes.
I've always been the bro. And like the story earlier about like mm-hmm. that guy who bullied me and then I was like, oh yeah, I guess we're friends now. Like that's like the route. Like I friend everyone and we're just like bros and we're like, yeah. Like I've been the girl that people talk about other girls with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's, yeah, I think that's the thing. Because even the friends that I have told like, hey, I like you. We have talked about other girls before.
Yes.
So yeah, that's like, there's a thing where it's like, if it's like a person that like, hey, let's go on a date, I'm like super nervous and I don't know how to be myself. But when right. it's a friend, I'm like, whatever, this is me. What am I gonna do?
I mean, I think honestly though, the issue and the insecurity you're talking about would arise either way.
Yeah, I mean, whenever right. I go on a date with a stranger, I'm petrified. I mean, of death, of just all of it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
of corruption.
Course, you have no idea who they are. But once you get past that and there's no, like, because I do think, I agree with you, like, I think it's hard to go from friend, like, that's a hard switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easier to start on a certain track. That's
yeah.
like, we're either going to keep going or we're ditching, then bye, like, we
yeah.
don't need to be friends. We're not friends.
I know that's the hard thing with me is like,
yeah.
I feel like I need to be friends with everyone first, and being friends is so important to me.
Well, because when you're in
good.
A relationship,
yeah.
they have to be your friends.
Yes.
They have to be.
They can't. I don't
but
understand.
When you're dating,
that.
You're also dating. Like you're dating as friends too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with like a romantic element, but it's like. Do I like having a drink with them? Like, do I like this conversation?
Yeah.
The conversation's right. not going to get better if we're undercovers.
Right.
Like, but.
I mean, hey.
I mean, listen.
Listen.
Then again, there's less talking. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
There's more chemistry.
Exactly.
Right? Like.
That's. Yeah, that's interesting.
I do. I mean, I think like.
Also, are you dating in the comedy community? Because that's also a death wish.
I mean, that's the only people I interact with. But no, I don't really date. Good. I don't really date. I used to date like online dating a lot.
Yeah.
And then that was its own weird bullshit. So it's like I'm bad at like going to a party and meeting a mutual friend.
A friend that has
a mutual friend, and then being like that kind of thing. I'm really bad at. And even if I am vibing with someone, there's something that switches and I'm like, I need to get out of here because I don't know.
Well, because I think it's a lot of unknown, right? Like, because here's the thing. Online dating, you're like, we're both here to online date.
Right. Are you single even?
But when you go to a party and you're not 22 and wasted and just going to make out with somebody, maybe you might still, but you know, that feeling of everyone's here to hook up and we're all hornball, you know, that type of feeling. And you go and you're like, oh, I can meet somebody and meet a friend. There is that. I feel like I would be nervous, too. If it's like you're vibing and like you're like, this is my friend's friend. What do I do? And I would. So it does feel. And then when you're not dating in the comedy community, but you also don't want an online date, it feels very limited.
So limited. It's insane how limited New York is, because there's like. It's 8 million people who live
here. Everyone says that, though. There's a ton of articles. They're like, there's no one in New York.
And there's 8 million people that live here, and it's so hard. And even when I was online dating, it felt like they were, like, looking at my right eye. And then, instead of looking at both eyes, they were looking at my right eye. So with their right eye, they can look the other direction.
To be like, who's coming in next?
Who's coming in next? It was, like, not looking me straight on. It was, like, kind of to the side of, like, what's next kind of thing. And which was, like, so devastating and hard to do, too.
Yes.
Dating is hard.
Yeah.
But like since I was in high school, like I've always fallen in love with my best friends, and it's always been the most devastating thing.
I think also the thing is there is
do you stay friends after? Just wondering.
Yes.
Oh.
Because I have like this desperate need to still be in their lives.
Wow.
I don't know.
I wonder where that comes from.
I don't know. And I've been in my head. I've been like, I don't need to be friends with this person, and I've said it, and then when. Their friendship isn't there. I'm like, I do need to be friends with them. They're my friend. I have so much fun with them. But it has to be like it's never like I kind of know a guy and then I go for it. It's like I kind of know a guy and then I'm like, I kind of like him. Let me keep upping the friend level, and then we like keep upping the friend level until it like reaches a climax. And I'm like, hey, by the way, I know we've been friends for a year. I've liked you this whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, oh.
Cause like, yeah. And then they feel like, what's happening? A little bit?
Yeah.
Is that always a reaction? Have you ever gotten a reaction that was like, I could see this?
Or like, me too?
Me too?
I've never gotten a me too. I've gotten a we're really good friends.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like, I've gotten like, oh, I know.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know
I know.
That.
Thanks. I know. Are we going to see this Bad Moms too? Are we going to see? It's like,
are you paying? Just I because know. We're friends like that.
I know, right?
I know, but I love you. You're like a sister to me.
Oh.
That guy ended up marrying this woman, and like, I was the first person he called when they started dating, because he was like, you're my best friend, and I need to tell you.
Oh man, this is not the role you should be in, my friend.
Oh my god, that's like truly. So I regret not. I think if I would have been better about it when I was younger, I would have like, or like maybe not. Mm-hmm. I guess it's about regret, and I keep like trying to tell myself it's fine, it's my journey. But yeah. I do regret not allowing myself to go there when I was younger, because now that I'm older, I feel like I've lost all this time and I still can't figure it out. When everyone else has figured it out?
No.
I think that...
I don't think everyone else has figured it out.
It's like, also, when you're 50 or 40 and looking back, you're going to be like, I was so young then. Like,
right.
What was I think? Like, we're so...
So young.
You work on different things in different parts of your life. It might not have been the most important thing before, and now, because you've solved other issues, it is.
Right.
And now you'll solve this one.
Yeah.
You were focused on, especially because you've done well, like, you were focused on your comedy career.
Right.
You were focused on that.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, like... Listen, everybody's got to deal with stuff, and it's going to, like you said, it's a vicious cycle. It's going to keep presenting itself.
It keeps happening.
So it keeps happening. But you know what? You know it's happening. Mm-hmm. And I think the next time, because you are very friendly and you do get a lot, you have a lot more, I think, like people you would consider close friends than a normal, not normal, but like you can make people a close friend quicker. I just feel like maybe when it's happening, you're like, this is happening. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just like,
yeah, like what are you, how?
I have no idea.
In the future, like.
It's so confusing.
Well, to me, a little bit, like if you feel your, I think you have to get out of, unfortunately, I think with a lot of these things, you have to get out of the comfort zone of what you're used to. Mm-hmm. My mom always says with anxiety, like you have to sit in the discomfort. Unfortunately, it sucks, but you have to like bathe in the discomfort. Because what anxiety is like, you want to run away from the discomfort. You want to control it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of anxiety that comes with this. Like I with this specifically, I look back at my life and I look at like all my regrets that I've had before. Like I used to come home and not do my homework, and I never did it. I just never did my homework, and I used to like beat myself up because I was lazy.
Yeah,
but it was anxiety.
Right,
that truly did not let me do my homework, and I used to be like, I have to do my homework. I have to do it, and then I'd be like, I don't know why. Like there was like something that just wouldn't let me because I didn't want to succeed.
Yes, it's also like, oh, what if I do my homework and I'm not good at it, or what if I do this, I'm not good at it,
and there's no point.
And there's no point,
and I'm not going to learn anything. I'm just wasting my time.
Which is why I'm saying it's very surprising, because you're so proactive in this comedy community that you don't let that fear stop you.
Because I know I'm good.
Got it.
And that's the only reason. It's like when I started comedy, I was like, I'm pretty funny. I'm going to be bad at it for like 10 years, and then I'll be fine. Whenever I'm like dumb confident about something, I'm like, okay, I got this. Right. So I feel like I am good at comedy and I got it. So I'm gonna keep going.
Well, then the good news is, like, you're also confident in like how you are as a friend, and like that isn't too different than a relationship. You know,
it feels like such a different.
It's a care and a love, and it ends up you just have to put them before you or with you. Like, you just care about them. But I have a feeling that you're a friend that really cares about other people. That
I try to. Like, I don't, like, want to, like, pat myself on the back on my friendship. Because I fuck up all the time.
And everybody does. And you will in relationships, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like, that's the thing. I think that you said you watch telenovelas. There's so much romantic. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, yes. When you're younger and when you go to, you know, and you're like, oh, this is different, or this person will complete me, or this person will be this piece that I'm missing.
I think that's the fucking thing of, like, how much romantic comedies have ruined our perception of what, like, companionship is and how much we need it. But also, like, I'm from a Latin culture, and Latin culture is, like, my high school, so when I moved to New York, I just spit on the mic. I moved to New York, all my friends' parents are like 70, and my mom's 50. And like, when I went to school, my mom has always been young, but all the moms are young. Because the Hispanic culture, at least where I'm from, I don't want to speak for all Latin people. We marry young as fuck, and we have kids young as fuck. And my sister, you know, she's only a year older than me. She has 2 kids. She bought a house and a car this year. In a year, she, like, and I'm, like, in New York, like, I'm going to live alone in a studio soon.
Yeah.
I'm sharing it for now, but soon he's moving out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, yeah, it's, like, a different, it's, like, a culture clash also, where I feel like I should maybe be married by now, because I've always felt like marriage happens when you're 22 and you have kids when you're 24.
Right.
Or whatever. Wow. But that's not the case at all.
I think that is also playing a role in this.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to therapy. My therapist goes, her like method is always going back into your childhood and how you were raised. And so why do you operate? What did you see, or what did you learn? And why do you operate that way? So if you grew up in a culture that was like, you should be, you know, linked to somebody rather quickly. First of all, there might be something in it that's like, and again, I'm not a therapist, but there might be something in it that's like you rebelling against that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, you don't have it yet, so you're insecure about it, but also you could be rebelling against it.
Yeah.
Both at the same time.
I think that's... Because,
like, you stop yourself.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. I don't need to be married right now. Where but also, you? Like, why am I not married right now?
Where does your family live?
In Florida, in Kissimmee, Florida.
Okay.
It's like, Kissimmee's very, like, Puerto Rican, and like we're Dominican, but it's like a very Latin culture, and like most of my family's married. Like, also church was a big thing of don't sin, you have to get married, because
You
fuck before marriage, you're a sinner. So that's like another like rebellion of like, you have to be a virgin for the man. Like, there's like a lot that like that is that I have to like
You have to work through.
I have to work through.
I mean, I think the thing is, like, you don't realize how much that stuff affects you until you're, like, lying in bed with someone. You're like, I just fucked them. Am I a sinner? And it pops into your head.
It
like,
happens
and
you're like, so much.
And you're like, oh, my God, where did that come from? I don't believe in this shit. But then you're like, oh, wait, I, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, oh, when you it's fuck, ingrained. you guys become one and you give away, like, some of yourself to another person. It, like, pops
Maybe
up.
Maybe in Florida.
Maybe in Florida. You yeah. know? Wow. you know, the church really can do a number on people is from what we're hearing.
Oh my God.
From what we're hearing.
Does it happen a lot in the podcast?
No, I mean, I think people have brought up strict religion. Yeah. Like, we just, because we're Jews and we are cultural Jews, we don't, you know, and we're conservative Jews, we didn't, there wasn't this, I mean, not to talk about Orthodox, but like, there wasn't this, if you, like, I don't remember ever hearing about sex when I was younger, ever.
About,
in,
like,
in
not
temple.
Doing it?
Yeah, not doing it from temple, no. Like, not from a religious spectrum, ever. So, like, whenever I talk to people that weren't raised from what I, my culture, it's like, oh, my God, like, that really had to fuck with you.
I also think it makes people, like, it must just start, even the idea of sex is planted earlier. It probably drives people crazy.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't think necessarily I didn't, if someone probably told me I couldn't do it, I'd be like, why? Why can't I? Do what? How do I do it?
Yes.
Like, it makes you think about it more than if, like, if no one says anything and then it's like, yeah, you'll do this at some point. You're like, cool.
Which I think is also, you know, not to go off a tangent, but which is also causes a lot of the problems that we're seeing with all this harassment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's because when there's not a healthy conversation and there's not an open conversation, it convolutes it in your head as well. I mean, there's so much to it.
There's
but
so
I'm just
much.
Saying a lot of this, like, abstinence only type of situation give to you, you know, only it goes against what people want to do naturally. And then things can go all for not
it just has to be their
myriad.
Decision.
Yeah,
it can't be
for a myriad
like,
of reasons
for someone else you're doing.
Yeah,
because if you are,
which gets hard to learn though, because like even if you get married, right? Let's say you marry early because you feel like you have to get married, and then you start to live this life you don't really want.
Mm-hmm. Right,
then you're not doing it for you.
Who are divorced? Who are my age? And I'm 27.
Yeah.
Like people that like got married, had a kid, were like, oh, this didn't work because they got married so young.
Yeah,
it's like I was talking to my friend about drugs, how like if they would have been more honest about drugs, I wouldn't experiment as much as I do now. Because I feel like they made me so scared of, like, weed and, like, shrooms that I was
right.
like. So now I'm at the point, even though I don't really do a lot, like, I've only done psychedelics.
Right.
I'm at where it's like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. Like, I don't know. Like, all the information we got as kids was, it's bad, you're going to be addicted and you're going to die. That now now we know that's
inaccurate.
Not true.
Yeah.
Right.
That we're like, okay, I'll fucking do Molly. I don't know. Like, it's that whole, like, don't have sex until marriage or you're going to get HPV and that's going to give you cervical cancer, which isn't, like, which can happen, but for the most part, which is the thing that no one tells you about HPV, which is a fucking hardest thing to, like, learn by yourself. It's like
that everyone has it?
That everyone has it, and that it's, like,
I mean, it should be downplayed. It can cause a lot of problems.
It can
cause
a lot of problems. For the most part, it's, like, something that's manageable, and it can help. Like, you can find ways to solve it. But when the first time they tell you, like, hey, by the way, you have HPV, it's like, am I going to die? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
And then you go online, and it's all, like, it's a serious disease, but it's not. I don't know.
I think we also grew up in a place where, like, post-80s greed, capitalism, whatever, we are the world, diversity, you know, we're post-racial, we are the future, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, the HIV crisis, all this stuff of, like, freaking out, you know, war on drugs type of shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, they didn't know what to do with us. It's sort of how I felt. Like, I don't know if they knew the messaging correctly, because 70s was all free love, right?
Yeah.
Then 80s was, like, greed, war on drugs. And so then 90s, they were like, we need a middle ground. And then they didn't know how to operate correctly.
It was like,
do you know
over
what I'm saying?
Sexual, but also like, but don't have sex.
It's very confusing.
Like Britney, I remember Britney and Christina. It was like, and then it was like, Christina's bad.
Yes.
She is bad because she is
dirty.
Sexual and dirty. And that is bad. Although, I just hope that it's all her decisions because she was very young and I don't want her to be sexualized by the industry.
But we didn't know any of that.
No, of course, right. But it's like, but Britney's pure and Britney's good.
Like, it's also like Britney. It's also like Britney's in fucking pigtails with her tits out in a short skirt that we're all dancing to in sixth grade.
In a skirt that I remember those skirts being like 2 inches long. Yes. Like they were just like so short.
Her whole vagina's out.
Was out always. Like in that whole thing, I think like the 90s, the early 90s was like there was like second wave feminism and shit. And then I don't know what happened between them and like the early 2000s. Because early 2000s.
Well, because this is the thing. The third wave, not to be nerdy, but the third wave was like, be your own feminist. Do what you want. Girls rock. Do what you want. So then all of these things sort of came out of like, it's that confusing thing of like, you can't shame someone for doing this thing that seems anti-feminist because they are being feminist and making that choice.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Kind of. Like, the Spice Girls, I remember, were like all about girl power.
Yes, they were the girl power. Oh, I loved them.
And they were like, oh, girl power, all this shit. But then after that, there wasn't like a girl power.
Loved Destiny's Child.
Oh, well.
And they were girl power to me.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's what it, like.
Like I think, Survivor, I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
For sure.
Like, I was just like, can you even, if I were on an island, like maybe I could.
I just also love like, you're just
like. And it's like everyone's wearing the same fabric but cut differently.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, that was like the late 90s, early 2000s. But Destiny's Child also had songs like Let Me Cater to You and I Want to Look Good for My Man and I Keep My Body Right. This is all Cater to You. But they have other songs that are like about their physical appearance pleasing men or whatever. So there was like a lot of pressure on us.
But that's the continual question, right?
Yeah.
This is the continual question of, do I wear makeup for me? Am I wearing makeup for somebody else?
Yeah.
Do I keep my hair long for me or am I doing it for somebody else? Do I not, you know, and that's, it's like, and then you get exhausted. You're like, I'm just going to do what I want. Like, I can't. Like, eventually you're like, I'll pick one thing and I'll try to see how I feel about it. Like, because you can't tackle all that's ingrained in you. It'll just be exhausting.
It's so exhausting. And like, even now, I can't imagine growing up in this era. It just feels like there's so, the internet, even more. Because when we were growing up, we had like MTV and like Disney Channel. Where I got my culture from. And it was all like skinny white women.
Yeah. Which also wasn't great.
It's
sort of still a little bit.
It's still that. Yeah.
That's a like, Raven I love.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'll never stop loving.
Yeah.
And it's back and I have to watch
it. Is it good?
I don't know yet. But I follow her on Insta and she has some fun.
Is it Disney still?
But
okay.
But I just don't know how to watch it because I clearly don't have cable.
Does anyone that you know have cable?
Maybe.
Because if you get their password,
then I can go on like.
Is there a Disney.com?
I don't know. I
can figure this out
Raven's
later.
Raven's House. I want to watch it.
Watch like Cartoon Network shows on Cartoon Network with my mom's password.
I see.
Steven Universe, y'all. Everyone watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Universe is the best show ever.
I can't. I tried to watch that witch show. Anyway, I'll talk about that after.
I went to Tracy's house and she's like, weren't you Steven Universe last year?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah, it's Steven Universe.
It's a lot.
I think, I implore you, when you have your next romantic feeling, mm-hmm. to try to do the opposite of what your instinct tells you. Not instinct, but what your panic tells you.
Yeah.
Because it's not instinct, it's what your panic is telling you, I should say.
I feel like for the first time in my life, I have a crush on no one.
I feel like that's good, right?
Yeah, and I usually have like little crushes. And I think what has been happening lately, because I'm not like a total lost cause, lately I have been figuring out that I like someone early on and acting on it faster.
That's already to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Because solving the issue.
It was for sure years before. It would be like years of me like pining over someone. And then, because it's like, I had friends who I was sincerely very close to, but also our relationship was like, I love you so much and you're like the most important person in my life. And they truly made me feel like I was the most special thing in the world, but not when it came to dating, which was like the hardest thing to like figure out how to have that kind of relationship. So lately I've been like, I like you, and I'm going to figure out if this is worth it or not, and then I'll tell him, hey, by the way, I like you. Oh, you don't like me? Cool. I'm out. Like, and then there's one friend in particular, which I hope no one knows who I'm talking about, but everyone probably knows. You know who I'm talking about. Who I, like, was like, hey, I like you, and he said, no, thank you. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, we're still very good friends. And then, like, it comes in waves or whatever. Where I'm like, you know what? I'm not that close to him right now. But now I feel like I'm fully over him. And I'm like, I just love his friendship. And I love being around
yes.
him.
I think you've already made steps.
I think I've made some
sounds
steps.
Like steps have been made.
I regret not doing it sooner.
That's the main regret, not yeah. doing it sooner.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about, I don't know why I'm holding this way, but there's something about your early 20s that you're like, I'll wallow in this.
It's hard. I don't think, I do think if in your early 20s, if you don't like yourself, it's very hard to be in a relationship.
It's so hard.
Because it feels like everybody's lying.
That's the thing. And I really want to hold everyone to face value all the time. Mm-hmm. But also, like, being in comedy, everyone fucking lies to you all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone's always lying.
Business, you mean?
You yeah. can't be with a comedian. I mean, that's...
Everyone's always lying. And even, like, great show. I'm like, that wasn't a good show. That wasn't. There was absolutely no way that was a good show. I felt terrible up there. No one was laughing. There was a point where I was like, hey, you guys getting this? Like, no one understood me.
I broke the fourth wall. I literally asked the audience, is anyone getting this?
And yeah. people are like, great show. Okay.
That one, I'm like, no one knows what to say.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, God.
I mean, my favorite is when someone says that and you're like, you too. Oh, wait, you weren't in it. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, I literally just say this yeah. after someone says that. I didn't even notice you had, like,
yeah, had a feeling.
You know?
What I do know that what is the best, like, with friendship-wise and, like, comedy-wise, and I think dating-wise, mm-hmm. is effortlessness. It's, like, when things just happen.
Yes.
Is when it's, like, the most successful. Like,
yes.
when friendships kind of, like, fall into place. Like, you and I, our friendship kind of just...
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of... I was like, I like her. And then we kind of just slowly were like, oh, yeah, we yeah. vibe really well together.
Yeah, we're not, you know... I feel like it's just like, hey, like, yeah, I'll text you. It's very, like, it's...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the word. It's not casual. That's not the right word. But you know what I'm saying?
It's like casual in a like
in
no
a good
pressure.
Way. In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good
yeah.
way. I think I'm very excited to see what's next for you.
I'm excited. I'm like ready. And it, like the fact that I'm talking about it too is
everyone,
a thing that I never really.
It's a good thing.
There's a person out there for you.
Oh, wow. Let's,
and
let's hope.
I know it. And if you're listening. She's ready. She's working on herself and she's ready. You know what I mean?
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter. Follow
and DM me if you're that
on
person.
On Insta.
On Insta. YoGlow _.
Oh, I think that's a... There, she plugged herself.
Can they DM you if you don't follow them?
Mm-hmm.
I think
on
so.
On Insta, you can DM anybody.
Oh, that's a problem.
Unless you're private, I think. Look, we're learning a lot. Yeah. How to watch That So Raven. How to DM somebody.
Oh, my God.
So, GLOW...
Yeah.
Thank you for so much.
Thank you
so much. This was great.
You were
and I hope
open.
That you and your lover will come next time.
Yeah, I hope you and your lover
will come and talk about we regret not knowing each other sooner.
Yes.
We regret not having
the chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh God, I hope I never am one of those couples.
Oh no. We'll have you on though.
Yeah.
Listen, and if you are, just own it.
Yeah.
Own it. Like, sorry, we're annoying.
That's us. Oh, man. So thank you to everyone for listening. You know, like us, rate us, review us, subscribe to us.
Do what you got to do and live your life with regrets. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.